Seamus Toomey checking in from Block Club Chicago with extremely local news. And Seamus, let's start with this story about Amazon. And I guess they're not going to be installing any more delivery lockers in Chicago parks, are they?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Well, we'll see if they do get back to it. But for now, these Amazon delivery lockers are on hold. This is one of those stories where the picture sort of tells the whole story, so I'll try to describe it for you. These Amazon hubs, you've probably seen them around there. They look like gym lockers. They're maybe 10 feet long, 8 feet high, big steel lockers, and Amazon puts them around, and you know, people can have their packages delivered there. So they, you know, if they're in an apartment and they don't want it delivered there, or if it's getting stolen off their front porch. But the problem was that the Chicago Park District agreed to let Amazon put about 100 of these in city parks, and they've been showing up sporadically. But on Thursday, they put in a couple around the city in just some really, I would say, head scratching locations, right in the middle of public sidewalks within the parks. There was one in Brands Park in on the north side of Chicago at 3259 North Elston, and it's sort of wedged. It blocks half the sidewalk between it and a fence, so people were having trouble getting their strollers past it. They were, you know, walking their dogs and they couldn't fit, and it just really, you know, it just really set them off because it's also a private company bolting their delivery locker into a public park. So it the picture of it went viral. We wrote a story about it and people started sounding off. And it was one of those ones, again, where you see it and you're like, boy, that's really a kind of a dumb location to put it. And it's not going to go well. So after it went viral and there was a big furor over it, Park District came out, or Amazon came out Saturday morning and started pulling these boxes out of the parks and said, okay, we're gonna put this on review for now, just to make sure we get these in spots that are not blocking the public way.
Yeah, I guess most people thought it was more of an obstacle and an eyesore than a convenience. Let's talk about the cornerstone of Chicago's once bustling meatpacking industry with a new shot at a new life now.
Yeah, that's right. This is the building we're talking about here is the old Stockyard Bank building, where it's at Halsted and Exchange down in Canaryville, back of the Yards border. And it stands right outside. If anyone's been down to the old Stockyards, big stone gate that used to be the entranceway to the old Stockyards, it's right next to that. Big, beautiful building. It was designed to look like Independence Hall in Philadelphia. It was built in 1934. It's been vacant now since 1973. In fact, there was 8 feet of water in the basement. But it's really got some pretty good bones, and the city purchased it and just sunk $1.5 million into it to stabilize it, to drain the water from the basement, and just really, you know, make sure that this building could be redeveloped. And that's the goal, is they want to get a developer or a nonprofit or someone to come in here and finish the work on it and open it up as something that can really anchor that that part of the city. It's a it's a gorgeous building. Our photographer Colin Boyle got in it last week to take some pictures of it, and all the old vaults are in there in the basement. You know, they're under 8 feet of water, so they're quite rusted out, but we've got some photos of what they used to look like and what 100 years or 30 years of neglect look like. So it's it's great. It could be it's not actively being developed, but they're marketing now and hoping to get someone to come down there. And the joke going around is it would be a perfect place for a steakhouse right next to the Stockyard.
Yeah, you can still smell the meat there at Exchange and Halsted. BlockClubChicago.org, where you can see those pictures, and also the story about the local brewery inviting guests into its first tap room in Norwood Park after years of producing a beer inside a Westtown warehouse. Experimental beers in Norwood Park. BlockClubChicago.org for that story. Seamus, thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.